All right, friends, welcome. I'm speaking to you from Barnes and Noble, one of my favorite places to hang out, to study, to write. I want to share with you from the blog post I wrote and posted today, October the 5th. This is day 5 of our Firm Foundational Devotional. And this particular topic, I believe, is important to everyone. We've all faced condemnation. And my topic today is never accept condemnation from others or from yourself. All right, reading from our text for today, which is Romans 8, verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. And I'm reading now from the blog. One of the complex and recurring problems that many people have is that they face a feeling of condemnation. And I'll say we face, right? This is a collective issue. We all experience individually, but as a collective. The word condemn means to pronounce, to be guilty, to sentence to punishment, or to pass judgment against. Now, condemnation is complex because it can present in many ways, including as real, as imagined, as from others against yourself, even you against yourself, and also as a demonic attack. Regardless of the source, the feeling is the same. You feel guilty of something. You think that you deserve some kind of punishment. And that feeling can linger like a dark cloud blocking all light. The mind can replay past experiences like hurtful words. I mean, even stuff from years and decades ago, the mind can replay these experiences. Now, recalling past pain really has another problem because pain distorts our memory, and that we often can experience in our thinking. We look back at the past, and because pain distorts reality, that distortion can become so severe, it can create an alternate reality where things that we thought happened didn't happen, or what did happen is magnified greatly. And so thinking back, looking back is always a problem, even though it's sometimes necessary to try. Now, real things that have occurred in the past can then torture your present. There's no minimizing trauma, and there are no easy answers if you're dealing with unresolved matters. Now, this blog post is not your entire answer. Sometimes you must reach out for help from qualified persons, such as pastoral counselors or professional counselors. So please do that if you feel the need for that. But in all cases, I'll say this, in all cases, self-condemnation offers nothing helpful. When you've done something wrong, the Holy Spirit will convict you of sin. Now, that might feel like condemnation, but it is not. Conviction of sin is a helpful and genuine feeling that I need to get it right with God or others. That's not condemnation. That's something we need to do. Now, neglecting the Lord, His word, and fellowship with other believers can open the door to negative feelings and mindsets, such as condemnation. Listen to me. Every feeling of condemnation is unnecessary for three reasons. One, Jesus has forgiven your sins and changed your heart if you have received Him as your Lord and Savior. And there is nothing about which to feel condemned. Nothing. Not one thing. Not even things that people say to you, especially things that people say to you. Number two, grace is strong. It is stronger than your mistakes. It is stronger than controlling people who want to use feelings of guilt to control you. It is stronger than the devil, was called the accuser of our brothers and sisters. Revelation 12:10. Number three, the third reason why every feeling of condemnation is unnecessary. Number three is when you walk in the Spirit or walk with God on a regular, consistent basis, moment by moment, you will find encouragement everywhere you look, right? When you walk with Him, you will find encouragement everywhere you look. So these are some important and simple points. Now, again, there's more to understand here, so please seek out help if you need that. But I want to encourage you that there's never, ever a reason to feel condemned. So don't allow it. Train yourself not to permit it. Okay. Now, some reflection questions to this particular blog post. Number one, first question is, do you need personal or professional counseling to address unresolved matters? Number two, why is a feeling of condemnation never necessary? Right. And number three, what will you do to allow grace to develop in your life? So I trust you were encouraged by this blog post for October 5th. Log on to the website at brianhudson.com or newcovenant.org. Subscribe to the blog, and you'll get these devotionals by email every morning by 5 a.m. Okay? Have a great day.